Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Ksubos. The last two Mishnayos of Perek Yud Gimel and of the entire Maseches Ksubos return us to the topic of marriage, and in particular, the living arrangements of the new couple. Now, after marriage, the wife would, of course, leave her family and go live with the chassan, which would often be near his family. But there are limits to how big of a change the husband has a right to impose on his wife. So Mishnah Yud tells us, Shalosh Arotzos L'Nisuin. In this regard, Eretz Yisrael is divided into three regions. Yehuda, the region of Yehuda, which is Yerushalayim and the mountains around it and westward. Ve'Eber HaYarden, the east bank of the Jordan River, what is now Jordan and Syria. Ve'HaGalil, and the northern parts of Eretz Yisrael. So those are the three regions. Now, between regions, the husband cannot force the wife to move. Not even ein motzien, not even me'ir le'ir. Even from a village to another village. Ir is typically a city, but here we're talking about a rather smaller city. So we'll call it a village, a smaller city. Umikrach l'chrach, or even from a big city to another big city. So there's not really such a big difference. But since it's from one region to another, he can't force it. Aval ba'osa aris, but within that region, within Yehuda, or within Eber HaYarden, or within Galil, motzien me'ir le'ir umikrach l'chrach. He can make the wife relocate from one village to another village, or from one city to another city, but only within that same kind of environment. But he can't make her go from a village to a big city, or from a city to a village. And that, the reason for that, of course, is that each has its advantages. There are advantages to living in a big city. There are advantages to living in a smaller village. And since each has its advantages, if his wife is happy with one, he can't force her to downgrade to the other. In general, motzien minave hara lenave hayafe. He can make the wife move from a not-so-nice neighborhood to a nicer neighborhood. But of course not the other way around. Avalo minave hayafe lenave hara. He cannot force her to move from a nice neighborhood into a less nice neighborhood. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer af lo minave ra lenave yafe. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says he can't even force his wife into a neighborhood upgrade. He can't even force her to move into a nicer neighborhood. Why not? Mipnei shehanave hayafe bodek. Because the nicer neighborhood bodek, it checks you out. It causes you to have to check yourself. What does that mean? The Rambam explains that that in a nicer neighborhood, you have to really upgrade yourself a little bit too. You have to be more careful about how you look. You have to be more careful about your clothes. You have to be more careful about your house. You can't just in an upscale neighborhood park your car on the lawn. And so you have to really upscale yourself. And so it could be the wife doesn't know how to deal with that. And so if she doesn't want to move into a nicer neighborhood, there's a cost to living in that nicer neighborhood, and she doesn't want to have it, so you can't force her upon her.